This is a special sports presentation on Kate 98.7.
Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Drives baseline all the way, lays it up and in.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickie Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, welcome to another season of Newark Wildcat basketball, exclusively here on Kate 98.7 to 7, and gave up 1 point. That's right, 1 point in the fourth quarter. So the Groveport game, they gave up just a basket in the third quarter, and they even do one better in quarter number four against the Chiefs, just giving up that lone tally. Tybron Brooks led the way. Very strong performance. He had 20 points. Ty Gilbert chipped in with 18, and Jake Quackenbush had his second straight double-double, 16 points and 11 rebounds. The Cats shot 53% from the field. Logan only 27%. Newark with just 4 turnover, and for the third straight game, did a great job on the boards, taking care of Logan with no second chance opportunities. Canal Winchester comes in, a record of 1-4, 0-2 in the OCC Buckeye. They've lost 3 straight after beating Worthington Kilbourne. They fell to Reynoldsburg, Westland, and last Friday to Pickerington Central, 69-44 at home. They have played 3 road contests and are yet to win away from Canal. They score 52 points a game, give up 69, but in 3 of the 4 losses, they've only scored 44 points twice and 43. So we mentioned the record, but they have played some pretty good competition. To the 3 teams that they've lost to, 4 teams that they've lost to, the opponent's record is 13-2. So no slouches so far to start for the Indians. And Pickerington Central, who the Cats will play on Friday, are currently undefeated going tonight as well. So it should be a good one, and Newark hoping to get some momentum going into 3 games this week. After this one, we mentioned Pickerington Central Friday here at the Jimmy, and then Saturday at Capitol, they take on Afrocentric. So a big week for the Cats, and we'll see how they do tonight, starting up with Canal Winchester. Up next, we'll hear from head basketball coach Jeff Quackenbush as Newark Wildcat basketball continues on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
The holidays are a time to celebrate with family, friends, and community. A time to be thankful for what we have and give back to those less fortunate at this magical time of year. Shamrock Printing in downtown Newark is still your top choice for high-end quality printing, custom apparel, banners, and more. The warmest wishes of the holiday season are extended to your family from our family at Shamrock Printing. Have a safe and happy holiday.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Come see us for the 2025 Gift the Outdoors sales event. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. From us here at the Toy Store, we wish you a happy holiday season.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to Newark Basketball. We get ready for the Wildcats in Canal Winchester, joined by head coach Jeff Quackenbush. Coach, first road game. Always kind of interesting to see how your team does on the first road trip, but pretty solid down in Hocking County last Friday night.
I thought our kids played really hard. Took us a quarter to really get going, but I thought in the second half we really settled down on both ends of the floor. Our defense was really good, and our kids competed.
What you guys have been able to do in the second half of ball games, the first three games, has just been tremendous. You just gave up 7 points to Logan in the second half, and I think total 39 points. So are you going to take the credit for the halftime speeches, or what is this ball club doing? And the first half hasn't been bad, don't get me wrong, but what they've done in the second half has just been tremendous.
Well, and I think when you have seniors, number one, and you have Tyron, I consider him pretty much a senior, too. He's been through it before, that they make adjustments even on their own. I mean, they can read what the other team's trying to do, what kids are making shots, what kids are struggling to handle the ball. I just think our kids are into the game, and I don't have to always point out this, that, or the other. They're doing a lot of that on their own.
And while you're forcing teams to have very low percentage shooting the basketball, to me, the other part of that is it's been one and done. You've done a really good job on the boards, mostly in the first three games, and if they're going to shoot low and can't get those, you know, putbacks, that makes a whole difference.
Well, yeah, you know, we've talked a lot more about rebounding this year than I probably have in a long time. About our offensive rebounding. And I think the other part of it, too, is we're playing right now 8-9 guys and playing other teams that are only playing 7. I think we're wearing them down a little bit.
Offensively, what do you think has been the key? Because you've averaged about 3 guys in double figures, shooting the ball well over 50% again last Friday. What do you think has been the key to back-to-back 69-point ball games?
Well, I think kids are sharing the ball, and that means you're getting easy baskets. You don't score in the 60s in high school basketball with just running offense. You're finding ways to get easy baskets, whether it's getting to the free throw line, offensive rebounds, or transition baskets. And each game's been a little bit different, but those three things are the key to win basketball games and score a decent amount of points.
You brought up Brooks, and I thought I noticed this in the second game against Groveport. He had a couple of opportunities to drive past his defender, but also realized the double team was coming and pulled it back out and set up the offense. I think he knows he can get to the rack, but doesn't want to put him or the team offensively into a bad spot. It just seems like he's really playing heady basketball right now.
He is. You can tell he's got a year under his belt. Mm-hmm. And when you have a year under your belt, we're going to ask you to do more. Last year, his job was to get us in the offense. This year, his job is still that, but also he's got to score, and he has to be aggressive. Not necessarily he has to score, but he has to make plays for him to score or get somebody else open.
Canal Winchester comes in. They've lost 3 straight, but they've played some very good basketball teams in the first part of this season. What's the scouting report on the Indians?
Well, they have a few kids back from last year. Number 1, number 3, number 15. Are all kids that are back from last year. They can score the basketball. They scored 72, I believe it was, against Reynoldsburg.
Yeah.
You got to get them slowed down in transition. You have to keep them off the glass, and you got to run good offense. If you're turning the ball over, that's when they're really good. They can get out and score in transition.
After having 1 game each week, now you've got 3 coming up this week, including back-to-back Friday and Saturday against 2 really good basketball teams. Do you change anything this week with practice after kind of the difference with schedule, or with the seniors, like you mentioned, they know what they have to do?
Well, you're definitely going to lighten up. We're going to lighten up practice tomorrow and Thursday because, you know, tomorrow it's all going to be about learning what mistakes we made today and getting ready for Pick Central. Thursday's all about Pick Central. And Saturday for us is always effort games. We'll meet in the morning, go through the scouting report, and go play after Central.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Don't let your furnace freeze your holiday cheer. Now is the time to take advantage of FederElite's free consult with Bryant options to fit any budget. With tax credits ending December 31st, make the most of your money now. With special financing and lease-to-own options available, lower your bills, boost your comfort, and save before the deadline. Call 754-HEAT or visit federalheating.com and upgrade with FederElite, your local factory-authorized Bryant dealer, and let us do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
We get ready for tonight's game between the Newark Wildcats and the Canal Winchester Indians. Of course, these teams met twice last year. Cats winning easily in both games, both here at the Jimmy as well as at Canal Winchester. In fact, the scores were extremely lopsided. Newark won here at home 72-39 and won at Canal Winchester 64-39. So right now, Canal Winchester hoping just to get more than 39 points on the board against the Newark Wildcats. Starting lineups for Canal Winchester. They've got five seniors on this ball club. Norman Robinson, one of their top players, he's a junior. He will start at the shooting guard position. Also starting for Canal Winchester, Dennis White. He is a sophomore. Junior Abu Sai will be one of the three five starters for Canal Winchester, and rounding out the starting lineups will be Elijah Dunn, a senior, and also senior Isaiah Darfus. So it's Darfus, Dunn, Sy, White, and Robinson for head coach Zach Olson and the Canal Winchester Indians. Again, coming in with a record of 1-4 and winless in two contests for the OCC Buckeyes. For the Newark Wildcats, it will be the starting lineup that we've seen for the first three games of the season. Jake Quackenbush averaging 25 points a game and coming off back-to-back double-doubles against Groveport and Logan. Ty Gilbert, who had 18 against the Chiefs on Friday, will also start. He is averaging 12 points a game. Tyron Brooks, the junior, 13 points a contest, will be in the starting lineup along with sophomore Zach Meister, who's averaging 4 points a game, and Alex Irvin Royster at 5 points a game rounds out the starting lineup. So it's Irvin Royster, Meister, Brooks, and Gilbert and Quackenbush round out the starting five for Newark. Cats will be in their home white with the red trim. They will be going right to left. Canal Winchester in their visiting red jerseys. And again, Newark right to left to start. Quackenbush will tip things up. And we are getting set for Newark Wildcat basketball on this Tuesday evening here on Kate 98.7. And the tip is controlled by the Cats. Tyron Brooks prints it across the timeline. Canal Winchester starts out in man-to-man. Alex Irvin Royster has it top of the key. Swings it to Ty Gilbert. Quick three on the way. Bullseye! Good to see that right off the bat from Gilbert. He bangs the first three home, and the Cats an early 3-0 lead just 25 seconds into this contest. No surprise, Newark starts out in man-to-man as well. Robinson has it top of the key. Here's Darfus, and he will give it off to White. Darfus gets it back. Right wing it goes. Good inside presence there by the Cats, not letting anything happen. White has it, and he has it stolen away by Brooks. Brooks trying to take it length of the court, puts it up with the left hand, no good, but he'll go to the line for two. Defense to offense. And coach definitely wants to see the intensity early in this one. Knowing what's ahead coming up Friday and Saturday, you don't want to look past a league opponent. And a good start here by Newark, showing that intensity. Tyron Brooks coming off a 20-point effort against Logan on Friday at the line for two. First one on the way, got it. 4-0 Newark. Ready for the second foul shot for the junior, who has really taken over the point guard position and played it extremely well. Foul shot is up and in, so 5-0, Newark leads it. Here comes Canal Winchester. Robinson will bring it across with Brooks hounding him on the right side. Brings it back to the mid part of the circle. Bounce pass it goes. Darfus, he is cut off, but fires a little baby hook. It's no good. Rebound, Quackenbush. Jake will bring it across to Brooks' right wing. Tyron looks inside to Quackenbush. Nothing there. Stops his dribble, has it knocked away, but Meister gets it near half court. Back to Brooks, and they'll reset. Quackenbush, left wing. Brooks, good head fake, takes it to the left elbow, puts up the runner, and got it. Tyron with a quick four, 7-0 Newark leads it, 6:18 to go, first quarter. Robinson, between the legs, dribble out near the midcourt logo, takes it into the paint. This is all one-on-one, takes it in, and Brooks says nope, and rejects the shot. Here come the Cats. Brooks across the timeline, swings at Quackenbush, three on the way, no good, and the rebound by Robinson. That was a good look, just a little bit too hard off the back iron. Remains 7-0 Newark. Elijah Dunn, his first real touch. He hands it off to Robinson, looking for a lob inside, and it's a turnover. Cats just hound you from baseline to baseline. They may not do full-court press, but you know what's coming, and you already get angst before you even bring it across the timeline. 5:41 to go, first quarter. Cats up 7-0. Brooks will bring it across. Right wing, hands it off to Gilbert. Meister, top of the key. Here's Irvin Royster, and a good steal. Here comes Canal Winchester. Layup is up and good. And that was Caden Dunleavy, who's just checked in the game. So Dunleavy making his presence known. He gets Canal on the board at 7-2. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Gilbert to Meister. Other near steal. We're going to have a foul on Dennis White. Canal trying to get aggressive and get their second straight turnover, but White was just a little bit tardy, and he will get the foul called. Second team foul on Canal. Side out. Brooks will get it in the backcourt, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Takes it to the left elbow. Stops his dribble, looking inside, nothing there. Here's Meister. He'll drive right baseline, off the glass and in for two. Nice move by the sophomore. Getting confident more and more each game. 9-2 Newark. Robinson hands it off to White. White takes it strong off the glass, no good. Quackenbush battles for the rebound, out of bounds. Newark basketball. So Newark will get the ball back, up 9-2. And after a slow start with Hartley in game one, where they trailed 18-12, they've done a much better job the last two games, starting out with 8 and 6 point leads respectively against Groveport and Logan. Right now it's 7 against Canal. Gilbert, top of the key. Can he get a second three? Why not? Tickles the twine. Timeout, Canal. 12-2 Newark, 4:21 first quarter. This is Wildcat basketball on Tate 98.7.
Come see us for the 2025 Gift the Outdoors sales event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. From us here at the Toy Store, we wish you a happy holiday season.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Good start for Newark here at the Jimmy. They lead Canal Winchester 12-2. Ty Gilbert, 2 of 2 from beyond the arc. Tybron Brooks adding 4 points, and Zach Meister, 2. Cats defense getting it done as well, just a layup off a steal by Canal Winchester is their only points so far in this contest. Coach Quackenbush, victory number 450 in his illustrious career here at Newark. Continues to get it done year in and year out. 450 and 187. That is something remarkable. Canal with the ball after the timeout. They have it in the front court. Robinson trying to get some space. Nothing there. Dunleavy will take it into the paint. Head fake, but Brooks stays right with him. Cats doing a good job switching when they need to. Here's Darfus. Almost loses the ball. Irvin Royster hounding him. Robinson, a contested three. Got it. Robinson can score, and he hits his first basket of the night. It's 12-5 Newark. 3:40 to go, opening stanza. Gilbert, right wing, right baseline, it's Meister. Inside Quackenbush, right baseline, looks to take it up strong, has it partially rejected, gets it back, no good. Third rebound, yes, and one. Now some will razz him and say, you were just trying to pad your rebounding stats. We know that's not the case, but he stayed hungry with it, got it back, and now a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Jade coming in, averaging 25 points a game. 33 in game one, 26 in game two, 16 points last week, but he'll be happy to get the victory with Tybron and Gilbert getting 20 and 18. He nails the foul shot, and the Cats back up by 10 at 15-5. Jay trying to start another long foul shooting streak. He was at 21, missed a couple last week, but hits this first one. Turnover by Canal as Elijah Dunn carried the basketball, so Newark gets it back, up 15-5. And it goes to Brooks. No substitutions yet for Newark. Gilbert way out front, double team, swings it to Meister, left wing. Back up top, Quackenbush. Hands it off to Brooks, left wing. Meister, Brooks, open three, top of the key. Around no good. Quackenbush, another offensive rebound. Powers up and in for two. You can tell the added girth. He's just got the confidence inside. No one is going to stop him. And I tell you what, you know he's a coach's son. He just was watching Coach Olson on Canal and then made a quick gesture to his team. He knew what was coming on the defensive side of the ball. Meister hustles and gets a steal. Goes to the floor, gives it off to Irvin Royster. Here come the Cats up 17-5. Quackenbush Right baseline, up top, Gilbert. Tied with a couple of trays already. Coming off 18 points against Logan. Here's Irvin Royster, top of the key. Inside, throws it away. I think he thought Quackenbush was coming to the ball, but Newark gets another steal. Gilbert off to Brooks. Now to Quackenbush across the timeline. Jake Meister, three-pointer. Got it! Cats feeling it from deep right now. That's their third three in this first quarter, and it's 20-5. The Cats over the Indians. A minute 50, first quarter. Juan Canone has checked in for the Indians. He gives it off to Robinson, left wing. Robinson with 3 points. Got away with a carry right there. Off it goes to Dunn. He'll take it into the paint, puts up the runner, and got it. Got rid of it right before he could have had a charge drawn on him, and that was a nice move by Elijah Dunn. 20-7, Newark by 13. A minute 10, first quarter. Gilbert, top of the key. Ty will look for another three. This one off the back and goes over the support for the backboard, so it'll go back to Canal Winchester. Bodie Smith, Colton Peterson come in. Irvin Royster and Meister will have a seat. 20-7 Newark with 70 seconds remaining. First quarter. Couldn't ask for much of a better start in this midweek matchup. And a couple substitutions now for Canal. Cohan Speakman comes in for the Indians. And they'll bring it up, trailing by 13 with a minute to go. McConey knocked out of bounds. Who's it off of? So we'll stay with the Indians. Cats continue to do the pressure. Speakman will inbound it right at half court. Gets it in the backcourt to White. Under a minute now, first quarter. Here's Robinson, right wing. Way outside the arc. Now looking to drive on Quackenbush. Now looking to post. That ain't going to work, and it doesn't. Side gets it. Now back to Robinson. Head fake. Tries to take it in. Quackenbush right there to guard him. Now over to White. He'll swing it to Nakone. Has it knocked away. Brooks on the floor, and Tyron gets it. Good defense again by Brooks. 30 seconds to go. Brooks, top of the key. Quackenbush gets it back. Back to Brooks, out front. Left wing it goes, Peterson. Colton gets a pick from Smith. Quackenbush, top of the key outside the arc. Down to 15 seconds. Gilbert left wing. Brooks takes it to the top of the key, swings it to Gilbert. Here's a long three by Smith, no good. And the rebound by Canal with 3 seconds left. Robinson has to get it up, and the shot on the way, no good. Good opening quarter for Newark. They lead the Indians 20-7. We'll be back with the second quarter as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system. Call Lucart Heating and Cooling at 740-344-5497 and ask about rebates, or visit LucartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's comfort perfect. Ohio License 38151.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Every shot matters. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
After one, Cats lead it 20-7. That is the most points so far they have scored in the first quarter this season. And again, getting it done defensively. Just 3 baskets by the Indians in that first quarter. Canal Winchester gets it to start. Cy has it. Swings it around, near steal, but and now we do. Nope, back on the floor, and the Indians are able to get it. Shot as an air ball, and we're going to have a foul on Peterson, I believe, as he was battling Speakman for the loose ball. It will be on Peterson. His first team foul, number one in this second quarter. First foul on the night for Newark. Side out for Canal. And it goes to Nakone. Gives it off to White. Still way out front. Smith hounds him. He'll dribble to the right wing and then throws it away. He threw it to the baseline, and Nakone was cutting, and another turnover by the Indians, and the Cats get it back. Quackenbush will check back in, and Meister will take a seat. So on the floor, it's Quack, Brooks, Smith, Irvin Royster, and Peterson. Would guess we would see substitutions aplenty tonight, again with games coming up Friday and Saturday. Brooks looks to take it all the way in. Beautiful move with the left hand. Falling down, he still was able to get it off the glass. 22-7, Newark by 15. Smith knocks it away. And Peterson hustles and gets the loose ball. Takes it into the front court. He's cut off. Here's Quackenbush. Little floater, good. Time out Canal. All Newark. 24-7, 6:52 to go before half. This is Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Our next broadcast coming up this Friday as the Cats play host to the Pickerington Central Tigers, an early season showdown. Both teams coming in undefeated tonight. Newark 3-0, Tigers 4-0. All the action right here on Kate 98.7 Friday night. Pregame approximately 7:15 and the tip-off at 7:30. Looking forward to that one. Canal Winchester, after the timeout, fires up a three-point air ball. Rebound by Quackenbush, going for his third straight double-double. He is on his way right now. Unofficially, I have him with six rebounds. Gilbert takes it to the foul circle. Looking inside, nothing there. Here's a three on the way. Peterson off the back iron. Irvin Reister gets the offensive rebound. Newark will reset. Smith, left wing. Up top, Gilbert. Tie, three. Tie, got it. That is his third one, and the Cats lead balloons to 20 at 27-7. Outscoring the Indians 7-0 so far in this second quarter. Robinson, right baseline, hang, shoot, scores. Nice move. Robinson now has five of his team's nine, and it's 27-9. Cats up by 18, 5:40 to go, second quarter. Gilbert, way out front it goes to Smith. Quackenbush out front. Swings it to Smith, right baseline. His runner doesn't get the roll, and the rebound by Speakman for Canal. Robinson looking to make something happen. Gives it off to Speakman out front. Outside the arc. Looking inside. Nothing there. Off it goes to White. He'll look to take it in strong. Runner up and in. That was a difficult shot by White. But he is able to get it home. And quick 4 points for Canal Winchester. Cuts the 20-point lead to 16 at 27-11. 5 minutes to go before the break. Gilbert, tough runner. He's failing it. Gilbert now with 11. And the Cats back up by 18. 29-11. Robinson. Here's Cy with it. Takes it strong to the paint. And no good. We're going to have a foul on Gilbert. As Cy took it strong to the hole. And he will go to the line for two. Gilbert's first, team foul number two. Smith will take a seat. And Brooks back in. Here's Darfus. And he gets the shooter's touch. That hit every part of the rim, but does bounce in, and it's 29-13. That's Darfus' first two of the night. 4:20, second quarter. Cats up by 16. Brooks takes it up strong, no good. Battles for his own rebound, gets it. He was hit on the arm, no call, and the rebound to the Indians. Here's Robinson. Has it stripped beautifully by Irvin Royster. Ball on the floor. Who gets it? Darfus does. Gives it off to Speakman. He finally corrals it. Darfus gets it back right baseline, but he's cut off nicely by Peterson. Good cut inside by White. Off the glass. Good. Check that. That was done. Done with it. And Coach Quackenbush will call a timeout at the 3:53 mark, second quarter. And Newark up 29-15. We talked about how good they have been defensively. And just to give you a couple of numbers, they have given up 39 points in the second half in three games. 20 of those were by Bishop Hartley in game one. Just 12 points and 7 points the last two contests. And for those who travel and follow Newark basketball, this is not a surprise. 2 years ago, 18 of 27 games, opponents scored under 50, 11 under 40. Last year, 18 of 24 under 50, 9 under 40. So far to start this year and the last two seasons, 39 out of 54 games, they've given up less than 50 points. That's 72% of the contest. 41% of the time, they've given up less than 40 points. That is just a tremendous amount of defense being played by the Cats. Right now this year they're averaging 66 points a game and giving up just 37. You want to know how to play defense? Come watch practice with Coach Quackenbush and his Newark basketball program. Newark with the basketball up 29-15 after the timeout. Here comes a double team. Cats break out of it. Gilbert left wing and he carried it. So the Indians trying to make a little bit of a run here. Meister comes in. Peterson will sit. Branson DeWalt, seeing his first action, checks in for Irvin Royster. And Canal trying to make something happen here. After getting just 7 points in the first half, first quarter, they've gotten 8 points here in this second quarter and trail by 14, 29-15. Inside it goes. Darfus trying to move on DeWalt. Keeps his ground, and a near turnover, and then it is stolen by Quackenbush. Branson, a good job in the post that time. Nice give and go. Quackenbush up, yep, and count it. And they're going to say a foul on Canal on Robinson. Good give and go that time. Quackenbush running the floor. He gets the harm with the hoop, and Newark back up by 16. It's the first team foul. And for Robinson, that is his first foul as well. So nobody in foul trouble and nobody close to the double bonus yet with 3:11 remaining in the second quarter. Jake lines up the one foul shot. Got it. So he is at double figures at 10 points. And like I said, I think 6 or 7 boards would get the official at halftime, but pretty close to that third straight double-double, which you know he likes to get. Good, strong move inside by Speakman. Takes it in, got the foul, and won. Foul on Brooks is his first. Team foul number three. Speakman's first basket, and that one was very difficult, but he just kept going with it and got it in. Foul shot no good. DeWalt gets the rebound. Off to Quackenbush, and the Cats have the 32-17 lead, under 3 to play, second quarter. Gilbert, near steal, but Quackenbush gets it out front. He looks to drive to the right wing, hands it off to Gilbert. Gilbert, now to Brooks, top of the key. What do we got inside? Going to have an offensive foul Foul is on Branson DeWalt trying to post inside. That'll be his first, and now Nets foul will put you now into the double bonus, as Newark now has four team fouls. 2:25, second quarter, Cats up by 15. They led by 13 after one. And another steal. Here's Gilbert. It's a 3-on-2. Beautiful bounce pass to Brooks, two. Going ahead of the pack, and a beautiful bounce pass by Gilbert. 34-17, Newark. Indians move it around the perimeter. Not much going on right now. Speakman has it up front. Here's Robinson right wing outside the arc. Here's Darfus top of the key. He will fire from the elbow and hit it. Isaiah Darfus with four. 34-19, Newark. Gilbert takes it easily into the paint. Now swings it out to Meister. Back up top, Brooks. Cats will reset. Gilbert right wing outside the arc. Ty looking inside Quackenbush. He'll drive baseline up. Yes. Gets that first step. You don't think he's as quick as what he is, and then he just blows right by you. And it's 36-19, Newark. 1:15 remains. Canal gives it off to Speakman. His three, no good. Rebound, Quackenbush. 1 minute to go here in the opening half. Cats comfortably up 36-19. Quackenbush all the way, no good. DeWalt rebounds. Can't get it back up again. Branson DeWalt, good hustle, good play. Couple boards and a deuce, 38-19. Cats' largest lead has been 20, and it's right now at 19 with 45 ticks to go before the break. Darfus cuts his dribble off. Off it goes to Dunn. His three is no good. Rebound, Quackenbush. Off to Brooks. Cats might hold for one here as we're at 30 seconds. Ty Braun across the timeline to Quackenbush. Jake way out front. Now takes it into the paint. Nobody stopped him, so he'll just take it to the rack and score. It's too easy. And it's 40-19. As Newark scored 20 in the first quarter, 20 more here in quarter number two. Darfus a three, got it. He's had a nice quarter. He's got seven. It's 40-22. Half-court shot by Brooks. He was fouled, and it's going to be three. He was just going to launch a half-court shot, and Canal Winchester's Dennis White just ran right into him and got him while he was shooting. It was before the buzzer. The refs are going to talk about it. But he was definitely shooting. That should be three foul shots, and it will be, I believe. They're still talking at half. Now, will they put a couple of ticks back on? Yeah, they are going to put a little bit more time on the clock. Not very much, though. Let's see what they decide. How much? 3 seconds? Or do they want 3.3? Yeah, that's better. Nothing you can do at 0.3. So Brooks will go to the line for three foul shots off a half-court shot attempt. That'll drive a coach bonkers. Ready for the first one? Ty Braun gets the basketball, lines it up. On the way, got it. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays back at the Jimmy. Just three ticks remain. 3/10 of a second remain. As Brooks hits the second foul shot, putting Newark back up by 20. And looks to complete all three foul shots right here and give Newark a very comfortable lead headed into the break. The junior is ready, on the way, got it. And they will just throw it in. Robinson will launch it. No good. And a strong first half here for Newark. They lead at the break over Canal Winchester, 43-22. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
It's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators, no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, TrekBeer.com.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 63 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anybody because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they'll find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com. When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes. Got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at BatteriesUnlimitedOhio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
BatteriesUnlimitedOhio.com.
More power to you.
Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt, because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
We are at halftime, 43-22. Cats in complete control. They led 20-7 after the first quarter and expanded their lead to now 21, getting three foul shots with just 0.3 of a second left from Tybron Brooks to expand the lead to 21. It's been the first time in six quarters that they've given up 10 points or more in a quarter.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes, got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at BatteriesUnlimitedOhio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
BatteriesUnlimitedOhio.com.
More power to you.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
While we were away, Isaiah Darfus got his 8th and 9th point for Canal Winchester. Brooks misses a shot on the other end for Newark. It's 51-26, Cats by 25 with 2:50 remaining third quarter. Nice pass inside by Darfus, and he got fouled by Bodie Smith as Darfus was able to find... For Canal Winchester, Dennis White, and White will go to the line for two. Foul on Bodie is his first, team's second in this third quarter. White at the line for two. First one on the way. Bounces around, and that one did not stay home. So it falls to the wayside. See if he can complete the back end here for the Indians. If things stay the way they are right now, they will have lost their fourth straight after being 1-1 to start the campaign. But again, they have played quality opponents. Reynoldsburg, Westland, Pickerington Central, and now the Cats. He's able to hit the second foul shot, so he's got three. Here's a three on the way for Braden Kobe. It's no good. He's checked into the ballgame. We'll give you the Newark 5 here at the next stoppage. 51-27, Cats by 24. White inside on the offensive rebound, no good. Side gets it back. Here's Robinson, right elbow. He's cut off. Darfus, jumper short, and he will get his own rebound and put it up and in, which Coach Quackenbush does not like when a player gets their own missed opportunity. And it looks like we were going to tell you who's coming in, but it looks like a bunch of them are going to go back out because we have four players at the scorer's table here for Newark. Smith has it. He'll swing it over to Brooks with 1:48 to go third quarter. Cats up by 22. Brooks out front. Now to Royster. Royster takes it into the paint and swings it over to Peterson, but a little too much mustard on that. It'll go out of bounds and go over to Canal Winchester. So Quackenbush, Meister, Gilbert, Branson, DeWalt, and Peterson will be on the floor now for Newark. There's a little mini run here by Canal Winchester, down by 22. They were down by 21 at halftime. Darfus a three. Barely hit iron, but it goes right to Cy, and he puts it in for two. He's now got four, and it's 51-31. Cats want to finish strong here. Gilbert, right wing. Bounce pass, Quackenbush, right baseline. Trying to move on Cy, and Cy will be whistled for his third personal foul. Team foul number four here in the third quarter. Next one will put the Cats into the double bonus with a minute 10 to go. Cats up by 20, 51-31. Baseline out of bounds. Gilbert does the honors into Quackenbush. Jake into the paint, spins, double team. Has his shot blocked by Darfus. He gets it back, puts it up again. No good, but he'll go to the line for two. They triple teamed him. Got the block on the first one, but none of the Indians were able to corral the rebound, and Jake went in and got it. Now he'll go to the line for a triple. Quackenbush with 20 points on the night. Mega 21. Form looking really good at the charity stripe to start this season. Has not missed one so far tonight. I know what I just did. Let's hope he proves me wrong. Senior bounces around and goes in. Made me nervous, Jake, but he got them both. 22, 8 in this quarter. Cats up by 22. Under a minute. White shot, no good. Bounces around. Side gets it. He's had a nice quarter. Here's Dunn. Inside, nice to White. He puts it up, no good. And they're going to get Quackenbush with the body. That'll be Jake's second. Third team foul. And that will send White to the line where he just split a pair. He's got 3 points on the night. 53-31. First foul shot is good. Just think, a little over a week. Santa's coming to town. Hard to believe. Christmas next Thursday. Steve, I hope you got me something. Giving you a week. Make it happen. 53-33. Cats by 20. 35 seconds to go. Gilbert, right wing, brings it back out. Keeps his dribble. Now gives it off to Quackenbush near the half-court stripe. Jake gets by Cy. No one picks it up. Beautiful bounce pass to Peterson. But Speakman comes out of nowhere to block that shot. Good hustle by Speakman. It looked like an easy deuce for Peterson. Cats still have it with 22 ticks remaining third quarter and up by 20. Peterson back to Quackenbush inside. Pump once. Up. Got it. He gets in that close. Forget it. 55-33. 7 seconds to go. White with it. Way out front. Off it goes to Dunn with 3 seconds. Two. Dunn spins three times. Fires up a runner. No good. Quackenbush the rebound. And that's the way the third quarter will come to an end. Cats expand their lead by one, moving to the fourth. They're up by 22 at 55-33. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
8 minutes remain here at the Jimmy. And Newark leads 55-33 over Canal Winchester. People could have looked at this as a trap game before the matchup with Pickerington Central on Friday. Cats saying, we're having none of that. They have been outstanding start to finish in tonight's matchup. Dunn falls to the four. It's a three on one. Bounce pass. Brooks up. Got it. Brooks now with 13, and it's 57-33. Cats also going for their third straight game with 60 or more. 69 the last two against Groveford and Logan. Darfus trying to get away from Brooks, but it's not happening. Cy has it left wing outside the arc. Now it goes to Dunn with Gilbert on him. Stops his dribble. Nowhere to go. White slips and falls, but they're going to call Royster for a push. That's a good hustle play. Nothing wrong with that. First foul on Alex. Team foul number one. Side out in front of the canal bench for the Indians. 57-33. In it goes to Dunn to Cy outside near the Newark logo. Side looks to take it in, has it knocked away nicely by Meister, but it goes to Speakman. Now to Darfus, right baseline. Throws it up with the left hand, no good, and a rebound inside by White. Darfus has a three, rejected by Quackenbush. It will stay with the Indians. 6:50 to go. See how long the starters stay in here for Newark. Up by 24. Speakman left wing, up top Cy, right wing Darfus, Royster on him. Darfus over goes to White, inside Cy with Quackenbush on him. Darfus top of the key, he launches, got it. Going to say his foot was on the line, so it's two for Darfus. He's their top scorer tonight with 13. And it's 57-35. Brooks takes it in, slips and falls, but was able to get it off to Meister before he traveled. Meister, left wing Royster, inside Quackenbush, up, blocked by Cy nicely. And then he gets the rebound, outlet pass, it goes to Dunn, and we're going to have goaltending on Brooks. So Elijah Dunn now has six, and it's down to 20. 6:06 to go. Little token full court pressure right now by Canal Winchester. Newark breaks it easily. Brooks hounded. Gives it off to Quackenbush, top of the key. Nice pass inside Irvin Royster back to Gilbert. His three on the way. Yep. Ty Gilbert had three threes in the first half. That's his first one in the second half. He's now got 14, and it's 60-37, so there's your 60-point mark for the Cats. Sy turns, shoots. Nice job, Sy. He's got 6 points, and it's 60-39, Newark. So unless Canal does not score the rest of the game, they should get past the 39 points they scored in both games last year against the Cats. Quackenbush inside. He's fouled by Speetman, who didn't like the call. Dates for it to be changed, which, of course, it won't be. And Jake will go to the line for two. So Quackenbush at the line for two. 24 points for Jake. Now make that 25, so he's at his average to start this 25-26 campaign. And the Cats, who have led pretty much by 20 or more in this second half the entire way, see it at 23 right now. Dunleavy and Robinson come in for Canal. Sy and Speakman go out, so it's a very small lineup for the Indians here. See if they may try to pressure, do something differently with such a small lineup. How much you can do, though, with 5 minutes to go and down by 23. Robinson. Left wing it goes to Darfus. Darfus put it on the floor, and that was enough for Brooks to make the steal. Ty Braun ahead of the pack. Oh, behind the back! Beautiful! Ooh, that was a pretty play by Ty Braun. Puts it off the glass, and the Cats up 64-39. A little bit of showtime, nothing wrong with that. Brooks has got 15. Darfus, no good. What do we got inside? It's going to be a foul underneath, I think, on Meister, and it is. First foul on Meister, and now we're going to see subs come in for the Cats. In it goes to Darfus. Has it knocked away? Meister ahead of the pack. Zach trying to take it coast to coast. Got it and one! White tried to block it at the end, but Meister was able to shield him away just enough, and Zach will go to the line for one. We'll take a break. 66-39, Cats, 424. You're listening to Wildcats Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Zach Meister with a career high. He's got 10 after completing the three-point play and coming down and hitting a three for Canal Winchester. Isaiah Darfus, he now has got 14. Cats up by 25, and they have made some wholesale substitutions. Peterson, Smith, DeWalt, Kobe, and Meister are in there right now for the Cats. Smith has it. Off it goes to Peterson, left wing outside the arc. Back up top, Kobe. Almost went over and back. Smith has it, left wing. Coach Olson trying to get a tee here, upset about that non-call. Smith, three, bullseye. Bodie Smith gets on to the scoring chart. He's got a trifecta, and it's 70-42. Darvis's three is altered by DeWalt, and Smith has it. And it's a steal, though, by Robinson. Robinson one-on-one with Smith. Puts it up, no good. There was a bump, no call. Inside, Robinson gets it back. Triple team, DeWalt got him, and one. He just kept battling and battling and was finally able to get in his seventh point of the night. So Newark now with the most points they have scored this year. They had 69 twice, and now they are at 70. 70-44 with 2:57 to go in this one. And the free throw is good by Robinson, so he's up to 8 points. And it's 72-45. See if the Cats can keep Canal under 50 here. Peterson, off it goes to Meister, right wing, looking inside. Nice pass to Smith. He can't hit it. DeWalt battles for the rebound, but he's unable to get it. And it will go out of bounds to the Indians with 2:38 to go. 70-45, Newark will move to 4-0 on the season and 3-0 in the OCC Buckeye. Robinson near half court. Takes it to the foul circle, swings it over. White a three, no good. Peterson battles for the rebound, but it will go to Dunn. He's got a man wide open underneath. It's White, and he will put it up and in for two. 70-47. A little bit of pressure here by Canal. Meister brings it across. He was tripped, and no call by the official. Letting them play here at the end. Dunn up and in for two. 70-49, and Newark's lead down to 21, and a steal. Here comes White, done a three, got it. So, real quick, 7 points here for the Indians, and they cut it down to 18 at 70-52. Dunn now has got nine. Branson DeWalt gets inside and gets it, and Canal will make some substitutions as well. So DeWalt now has four. And 90 seconds to go in this one. 72-52. Newark by 20. Most points given up this year by the Cats now at 52. But when you're putting 72 on the board, all is well. Shot no good. Rebound by Smith. Bodie gives it off to Meister. Zach will bring it across the timeline. Keeps his dribble. Way out front it goes to Kobe. Now Smith has it right wing. Up top Peterson looks to take it into the paint. That quick first step puts it up no good. Loose ball. Meister gets it for the Cats. Here's a three by Smith. Got it! Bodie Smith with a couple threes here late, and it's 75-52 Newark. 40 seconds to go. Speakman hounded by DeWalt, but he finds a man wide open inside but blows the layup. And let's see if the Cats just try to air this thing out with 30 seconds to play and a 23-point lead. Peterson hands it off to Kobe, swings it to Smith. Right wing Meister, 18 seconds. Meister will take it in. He feeds DeWalt, but DeWalt put it below his hips, and then it was stolen by Canal. Shot up, no good. Loose ball. DeWalt has it go off his hands. Back to Canal. Here's a three on the way. That's no good, and that will do it. Newark, impressive tonight over Canal Winchester. Winning handily 75-52, and they get ready for the matchup coming up this Friday with the Pickerington Central Tigers. We'll recap this one after a timeout as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
Come see us for the 2025 Gift the Outdoors sales event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. From us here at the Toy Store, we wish you a happy holiday season.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald. This holiday season, all of us at McMillan Dental want to say thank you for trusting us with your smile. As we look back on a year of bright grins and healthy habits, we are grateful for the moments we have shared with our dental family, you. We wish you joy, health, and plenty of reasons to smile this holiday season. Happy holidays from McMillan Dental. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at mcmillandental.com.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Gamers, unwrap the ultimate Christmas gift this year with the hottest gaming gear from Rent-A-Own. Get a Nintendo Switch 2 for just $25 per week. Grab a PS5, Xbox 10, or game anywhere with the Rogue Alley X for only $22 for your first month using one of our holiday coupons. And if you're ready to dominate, unleash the Skytech Viper 2.0 gaming desktop. More power, more speed, more game. Shop in-store or online at r2o.com.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on KATE 98.7.
Newark victorious for the 1,741st time as they took care of Canal Winchester tonight, 75-52. Four players in double figures. Jake Quackenbush leads the way with 26 and 12 rebounds. 14 points for Ty Gilbert, with four of those coming from behind the arc. Also 15 points for Tybron Brooks, coming off the 20-point performance, so he has back-to-back good scoring games. And a career-high 10 points for sophomore Zach Meister. 6 points for Bodie Smith, and 4 points for Branson DeWalt. Shooting the ball well, defending the ball well, doing all the little things they need to, and this is the type of game that you want before the showdown Friday night against Pickerington Central, who also came into tonight undefeated. Both those teams, an early season battle for supremacy in the OCC Buckeye. But first things first, the Cats doing what they needed to do tonight against the Indians and come away with a 23-point victory. And the nice thing offensively, three of those four quarters, the Cats scored 20 or more points. So they really are feeling good about themselves offensively. The defense is always going to be there, but now you're getting 3 to 4 players in double figures. Yes, Jake is the man, but you're getting that additional support from Tybron Brooks, Ty Gilbert, and like we said tonight, Zach Meister with 10 points. That's just going to pay more and more dividends down the road for Newark. Steve, great job back at the studio as always. We look forward to Friday night. If you can't tell by my voice, it should be a dandy. The Tigers and the Cats will have it for you right here on KATE 98.7, pregame at approximately 7:15, and the live tip-off at 7:30. Again, your final score tonight from the Jimmy, the Newark Wildcats 75, the Canal Winchester Indians 52. This is Brian Mays. Have a great Tuesday evening, everyone. You've been listening to Wildcat Basketball on KATE 98.7.
This has been Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Tries baseline all the way. Lays it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.